I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. Coca-Cola is now a worldwide phenomenon, but the man responsible took over when the company was still struggling. Robert Woodruff was born in Columbus in 1889 and attended Emory College in Oxford. He took a job in sales with the White Motor Company, where he quickly climbed the corporate ladder. His father was part of a group that bought the struggling Coca-Cola Company for $25 million in 1919, and they offered the 33-year-old Woodruff the presidency of the company 4 years later. He took a pay cut to accept the job, but he and Coca-Cola were on their way. Woodruff brought a savvy salesman's touch and a passion for principled success to the company and made Coca-Cola a worldwide household name. Woodruff's motto was, "There's no limit to what a man can do if he doesn't care who gets the credit." His extraordinary philanthropy included a $105 million gift to Emory University in 1979, at that time the largest donation ever to a single educational institution. The man who built one of the great companies in American history was born in Columbus on December 6, 1889, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by support from Georgia Power and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org. Georgia Power, serving our state for more than 140 years.